And every Wednesday, we check in with the man behind the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos T. Carter is the president and CEO. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well and appreciate your time this morning. I was thinking about when we would talk this morning to get your reaction to some of the things that have been going on. I joked to Paul Rasmussen Monday that we should have a legal segment every day because there's so much news focused on our justice system. And that's the topic that you want to talk about this morning, starting with last Thursday's deliberation and then conviction of 34 federal counts on former President Donald Trump. A lot of people questioning the justice system. Let's start there. Your reaction?
Well, I'd say, I think, you know, the first thing, my reaction was, you know, I came to the question, is it true that privileged white men are targeted by the justice system? Because, you know, Trump, whether people agree with his, you know, fairly charged or not, I think he raised the question that he's being targeted, and even Hunter Biden as well, which they're privileged white men. And so the reality is that there's significant evidence that the justice system in the United States disproportionately benefits white people, especially white men compared to other people of color. Doesn't mean that some white folks aren't disadvantaged by the justice system, but on average, white and privileged white men specifically benefit. So the claim that someone is being targeted, they could be, he could be, or could be not, right? But it's more of an anomaly. And these disparities can be attributed to factors such as implicit bias and historical legacy of racism in the United States that has led to systemic issues that tend to view people of color more negatively. So as I said before, although, you know, white men benefit unequally from the system, but there are some white people who can be targeted. But the reality is that most people of color are disproportionately impacted. And so, for example, some data is that, you know, black people are arrested 2.6 times higher than white people, and Hispanic people are arrested 1.5 times higher. And so black people only represent 26% of all arrests in the United States, but only 13% of the population, and even are sentenced more greatly as well. So the point I'm making is that maybe Trump, you know, as he says, he's being targeted, but the reality is it's more black and brown people who are disproportionately impacted by the justice system.
Yeah, that would be
based on the data.
True, I'm sure, outside of in these cases with former President Trump and then the president, the sitting president, Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Yes.
There is definitely politics involved to some degree. Would you not agree to that?
I would say there probably is, but I would say with both people, if they're breaking a law, that they have to be accountable. You know, because in the average Joe, and like I said, especially people of color, are disproportionately targeted every day. And the data overwhelmingly, the real victims are the folks that I just mentioned who are disproportionately impacted by the justice system more regularly. So it's more of an anomaly that the privileged are targeted. Doesn't mean they can't be, but it's more of an anomaly. I'm more of a data person, so you know, yeah.
Well, I you know, I understand. Obviously, people have very, very strong feelings both ways about.
Oh yes.
Particularly former President Trump. As you know, the country politically seems to be split almost exactly right down the middle, and on any given day can bounce between the two candidates for president. So an important election, and that will ultimately be whoever is elected in November, be kind of the final word on that portion of it. So back here on a more practical daily matter, what initiatives is the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh implementing to support those individuals who have been incarcerated, who are trying to reintegrate and get fair treatment to try to get their lives restarted?
Right. Well, before I go into that quickly, I just want to also, I think empathy is important, right? I see there's probably people extending empathy towards Biden's son, Hunter. There's people extending great empathy to Trump. And I think it's important that we extend empathy to those who are, like I said, the data show being disproportionately impacted. So I would challenge people to show the same empathy towards Trump and Hunter Biden that they showed towards Black and Latino people as well. I think that's so important, supporting, acknowledging bias, educating folks, reforming policy, and creating systems. In terms of what we're doing, you know, we're always supporting common sense changes in a law. So, for example, in December 2023, they passed like common sense reform for probation violations that disproportionately impact, you know, people of color. But also it actually saves money, too, and helps improve lives by not putting people back in jail for frivolous things. We also, through our programs, our Urban Senior Job Program, so we do have some formerly incarcerated people there that we provide free paid job training to. Everybody in the program isn't formerly incarcerated, but we do provide opportunities there. We have our Opportunity Worker Program where we're connecting people, regular people and people who are formerly justice involved, to job opportunities and helping remove barriers for them. And finally, we have our Urban Tech Job Program. We've talked about, actually, we have classes enrolling soon where we try to, you know, we're trying to diversify the tech industry with more women, more Black folks and other folks of color. White people are in there too, but we're really trying to really target underrepresented groups. And so that's another way as well. And I say, you know, through our 3D campaign with the National Urban League, demand diversity, inclusion, defending democracy, and defeating poverty. So we're always trying to rise to both because we want everybody to be able to participate in an American dream. But I think in our society, it is grieving that we are so polarized. And there's always like cult followings of different folks. So, you know, I think for Trump, he could do nothing wrong and people would not say anything. You know, he did anything wrong, right? But I think even with Biden as well, there may be people who look at Hunter Biden and think that he can't do anything wrong. But I would encourage people to be objective, to not be like in a cult mindset and realize that, you know, you can't paint people with a broad brush, right? People have their reasons for following different candidates, you know, but that we really not be brainwashed. I feel like we're so polarized that, you know, someone could shoot someone in front of us. We'll say, oh, this is political. You know what I mean? That we not lose our reasoning and our common sense and our values of decency, of character, no matter who the person is, whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden. I think that's something that I see that has really dissipated.
ulpgh.org if you'd like more information. The Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh President and CEO Carlos T. Carter will talk to you next Wednesday. Carlos, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.